Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2014. A couple of announcements before Ron comes on. The physical body rejuvenations for the month of March begin on March 8th. That is a Saturday, and that's the four-hour sort of kickoff call, where, of course, you get your healings on Creation Lightship and also get to charge 7 bottles of water to get you through the whole week. And then subsequent 3 Sundays, March 9th, 16th, and 23rd, are the 8-hour physical body rejuvenation calls. Really wonderful, and you can find out all about those on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And Ron has 2 in-person events coming up. He'll be in New York City March 21st through 23rd, and in Northern California outside of San Francisco in April, the 25th through the 27th. And our moderator will be putting that information on the Fast Chat, and it's also on Ron's website. So check out that. If you can get to either of those events, I recommend it very highly. Ron brings a light infusion chamber so you can actually experience the healing and the wonderful energy from Creation Lightship. So I invite everyone now to go to Ron's website, if you can, if you're near a computer, creationlightship.com, and bring up the beautiful picture of the light being. And then when Ron comes on, he'll clear us out a little bit first, I believe, and then he will activate that picture of the light being with peace energy for all of us to enjoy through the show. And now I'll welcome Ron to come on the air. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So we're here again, everybody. Another BBS program. So let's get rid of maybe some energetic attachments that's connected to you throughout maybe this week so far, or whatever, you know, you're dealing with, or hopefully not wanting to deal with. So here we go. Think of something that we can release from you. And here we go. So releasing energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And so I guess the light beam now for everybody. So here we go. Energize the light beam. And here we go. So we'll see how this works for you. So stronger. We'll bring in the non-gender light beam here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And if you have any questions or requests for healings this evening, you can go on to the Fast Chat, which I'm just going into now, or you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I also have that open. Okay. So, yes, thank you, Ron. And I thought we would start with a testimonial, which I really enjoy when people send those. So thank you very much, listener, for sending this testimonial, and I thought it would be a nice place to start. Okay. Dear Ron, for 2 weeks, I charged all the water I drank in 32-ounce containers all day and did the peaceful, restful sleep every night. I slept continually without waking up and without dreaming. My body felt relaxed and invigorated. Then I stopped for 2 days. My water, which was the same water from my filter, tasted very heavy and metallic. And the wonderful sleep that I was getting went away, and I woke up 3 or 4 times every night and started having dreams again. So I'm going back to it tomorrow to get back on the water. So that was a very interesting testimonial, Ron. And I was wondering, I always talk about the water charging, and especially the peaceful, restful sleep. I love doing that, and I do it often. But what is actually going on with the water, Ron? That, I mean, are you actually more in your body, and is your spirit responding so strongly that you're more protected at night if you're drinking that water all the time?
It's possible. The water gives you light codes for what you need in the present moment and or for that particular day. And from there, kind of that's how it works. So you're getting that special water that is what your body would need. And it could change day to day even. So that's kind of one of the strange things that people can realize. May not completely understand it, but the water from day to day will taste different. And by doing the water, you may be having a lot different energy coming into your body. And maybe that is causing, you know, you to have a better sleep. So that's very nice. I remember a long time ago, a person was on the water charging call on Wednesdays. And they emailed me and they mentioned that one of the bottles of water had a bubble in the bottom of it. And these are all sealed bottles. They bought water that's pre-sealed, maybe spring water or something. And one of them had and they all had bubbles, you know, small bubbles. But this one had a big one the size of a quarter. And that kind of got their attention. Then when they poured it out, that same bubble appeared on the bottom of their glass, and another one formed inside of the water container. So there's a lot of things that happen that really you can't put your finger on it. You don't know how or why, but that's what it does. But the water is great. And, you know, you can get that for a dollar. So if you're really interested in, you know, having some fun and feeling better, then get the water activation.
Well, and what this listener did is you can do it for a whole week for it's either $10 or $20. I think it's $20 for the week, and then you have unlimited. That sounds more like what this listener was doing. And
yes.
That you can click on that right on the left-hand side of Ron's website near the bottom. It says water activation. And, of course, the $1. I always mention that on these shows because I think it's terrific. So if I have any reason to think I'm not going to sleep well or if I've been nervous, or I always do that peaceful, restful sleep one. So anyway, thank you, listener, because we really do love getting those testimonials.
Yeah, I was watching people at the expo when I charge the water, and they love the water. All you see them after I charge it, then all you see is they have the water. You look at them from the front as I'm watching all the people, and they have their little water container, up in the air, and they're taking about maybe five or six big gulps of water. So it's interesting. And now I'm getting people, since I'm in the moment, I sometimes forget to do that. And so before we leave, people hold the water up in the air to remind me. That's kind of cute, you know. And then we do the water charging, and, they love it. So, and maybe people just strictly come, besides hearing me, they want to get that water charge because it's so good. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, we have... I'm trying to think what to go into next. Well, I did want to talk. Well, yeah, let me do this, another testimonial. I was going to save it. This actually just came in from a listener, and I know this this person participates with us a lot and has done a lot of healing. So let me read this, and then we have another question about cording that might kind of tie in. So this is a little long, Ron, but I'd like to read this testimonial. Hi, Ron. Before I started the clearings, I was associating with people who at the time my spirit was not conscious and strong enough to know how they all were a negative influence on me in their own dark-sided ways. After I did the emotional clearing, I then did the soul family clearing, self-empowerment, victim body, and curses, hexes, and spells. I'm happy to report that some of these friends, and that's in quotes, have dropped out of my life on their own, and for others I had to take action in letting go, and I don't feel guilty about it. Today I no longer am friends with these 12 people. Some of them got angry at me and attacked Delight when I was educating them about CLS, but it was so worth it. Thank you, Ron, and the Light Beings for helping me with my spiritual integrity.
Yeah, well, that's what can happen. You could lose, some friends because they just don't get it. That I have heard off and on from people. So, plus if they don't really understand too much, they may not completely understand what somebody's doing as far as healings and things. What I suggest is always do the 2000-year darkness barcode on people and get that stuff off of them, because they really need to get it off them. But, if that's not the case, then, if you can't help them that way, then, it's just unfortunate that they're suffering. So, back to you.
Yeah, we had a caller, last week from Australia, who kind of said that he tried to tell people about CLS and it doesn't always work. And I find, too, that if I just say a little something, like I co-host a radio show, and it's amazing. Like, it's almost like people don't even want to know. They don't even ask any questions. But it's good, because if you try to get through to people and you get through to one or two, it's a wonderful thing. So I was wondering, since this listener mentioned a couple of healings, Ron, if we could perhaps do some samples of some of them. First of all, of course, what everybody, needs to do first is the emotional clearing, and that's what this person did. Could we do a quick sample of the emotional body clearing?
Yep, here we go, everybody. So think of an emotional situation that you're dealing with. And if you don't have one, maybe you have a pet or animal that has an emotional situation. So what could that mean? We'll just talk about pets and animals. Maybe for some reason you used to feed, your animal before you went to work. Maybe you would just say between, 7 and 10 or whatever, or whatever time it would be. And then all of a sudden you change jobs, and now maybe you're gone earlier, and you have to leave by 4 or 5 in the morning because your job, dictates that to you. So you put the food out now for your dog before you leave. Well, the dog might feel a little abandoned, may not like you because you maybe used to watch you all the time feeding it. So it could have an emotional situation from that. Or maybe you forgot to feed your dog, and there's a situation with that too. But here we go. Let's just do a clearing. So, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And still clearing that away from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9, and 10. Okay, so let's just see how you're responding with that and how you feel. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And the next one that this person mentioned, and it's one that I do often and love, is the soul family clearing. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that is, Ron, and maybe we could have a sample of that?
Yeah, I have one on the website, which is a really good Band-Aid for that. Meaning that if you're in a situation, this clearing can help you out to kind of release some of these energies from you. Then we also have one that we do with the twin flame energies. But this one here is great. People love doing it because things sort of happen all the time and may not like it, but they're dealing with it. So here we go. 1, 2, oh dear, it's heavy. 3. We're taking away energies that are causing you problems. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Yeah, that, interestingly, that's a healing that I run often, and I still felt like you released something for me during that. So maybe something new attached to me, and you just got rid of it. So thank you very much. Now, here's one I don't think we've talked about too much that this listener mentions, the victim body clearing. How would you identify, Ron, if you need the victim body clearing?
If you feel like you're a target and things happen to you, it puts you into the victim mode. You don't know how or why, but all of a sudden you end up there. And you kind of scratch your head, gee, that happened to me again. What happened, you know? So that's kind of what that clearing is about. So we can do a sample of that. It may not even pertain to most people. So we'll just see here. Here we go, everybody. So one. Oh, man, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little rough. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
Interesting, Ron. I certainly have known people through my life, and probably everyone else has, that they believe they were victims because they complained a lot. So maybe you could, a person like that is, almost self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Making themselves a victim by talking about it and believing they're victims all the time.
Yeah, that would be correct too, yes.
Right. Okay, and another one that I think is a really wonderful one to clear, you have the dark arts practitioner clearing, which is more for people who know that someone is doing dark arts on them and you know that person's name. But then for just more general, in case you don't know, or for all people, even if they're not intentionally doing it, the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. Do you want to add something about that, Ron?
Sure. So that one's designed, if you don't know who the person is, maybe you were in a group a long time ago and all of a sudden you feel energy coming your way, not knowing where it's coming from, but you know that group could be doing it, but you don't know which one. So that's why you'd want to do that one. And that could also go into, people that have situations going on. And it could also, you may need to do possibly seven generational stuff going back. You know, some people get cursed. So let's just look at a situation, a good curse would be something in your genetics. So let's just say that, your grandfather, just to keep it real simple, at the age of 12, twisted his ankle and he had to, be on crutches for 6 months. So all of a sudden, your father has the same thing at the same age, and then you do it. And then they comment to you, gee, this seems kind of strange. All of us have this condition. Well, that could be something that could be a curse or spell put on you. So it's, that's why we have the clearings there to get the stuff off of you. And so let's do a clearing for that. And just need to look at, what's going on in your life now and what could be related to a situation that things happen to you and you don't know how or why and it just keeps happening. And you go, wow, I wish I could get out of this situation, but I just can't. I don't know what's going on. So that could be what it's all about. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's just see what that does for everybody here. Maybe you're going to feel a lot more calmer. Maybe you had a problem. Let's just say that maybe you got hit in the head with something. We did this on our conference calls here with pins. So let's just work on releasing pins out of your neck. So here we go. This is Paranormal Friday now. So how that ever happened to me, but here we go. Pins out of your neck. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, or they're getting released, six, just move your head around, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann. We'll see if we have any comments there.
Well, just while that felt good to my neck, so thank you so much for doing that, Ron, that physical release. It's kind of a disturbing idea that we have pins in our neck, but I guess you see that we do, right?
Yeah, if you feel it, then all of a sudden you're going to go, wow, you know?
Right.
So, also, we did a lot on the 8-hour call. We do that off and on, in fact, you know. And you don't know what you don't know, so it's okay if you don't know. You know, you do know now.
Right. And, well, back a bit to the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. I was thinking, because I watched a movie recently with a very, angry, possessive father. And, boy, the things that parents say, he was, of course, saying horrible things, but even sometimes people think they're well-meaning, you know, but you're cursing your children, like, no, don't go to that city because it's violent, or, you know, don't trust anyone outside of your family, or don't trust, you know, nobody's really a friend to you, that kind of thing. They'll always betray you in the end. And someone put on the fast chat, being the firstborn child, and so that is, well, it might be personal for you, but it's also cultural. I know a lot of people believe, oh, firstborn children are this way, middle children are that way, the babies and families are this way, and all of those things are curses put upon people because it's something from outside of you. So if you broaden the view of what a curse, a hex, or a spell is, we kind of all need that, don't we, Ron?
In other words,
I guess I'm just wanting to make the point that it doesn't mean like you know a witch who's next door, you know, making a voodoo doll or something about you. It's simple things from our culture and from the people you know and might be related to that you need to clear.
Yep, you don't know what you don't know. So that's the whole thing is stuff can happen to you, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't know where it came from, but it's there, and you're dealing with it.
Right.
So that's the sad thing about what the dark side has done here, is that they are able to use people's thoughts through the mind, using their mind to create the thoughts, maybe put people on timelines, and, you know, it just harms a lot of people, just from people thinking a bad thought about somebody. And then you're off on the timelines, probably being attacked there also. So
right. That's,
you know, the dark side did that, and it's very effective because they're getting the energy off of you for this situation. So that's the problem that we have, that they love doing it to us. You know, if you don't think you're okay, like I said, you have a few clearings and you feel wonderful, then you move out and become a hermit someplace, get rid of your radio and TV, and don't talk to people. Those clearings will work You know, and you'd probably be in peace for your whole life. But fortunately, that's not the way we kind of live here. We do need to have interaction with people, and that's just the way it is. You know, this planet's designed for that, that people enjoy the beauty of the Earth. Back to you, Ann.
Yes. Okay, Ron. Well, this same, you know, I still have this same testimonial email up, and the last thing that this, the last clearing that this person mentioned is the wonderful self-empowerment clearing, and I saved that for last because we had another email about someone saying that a certain person in their life continually cords them, and I don't think it's a dark arts practitioner type of thing. It's a family member. And I was wondering, you know, if we could, well, we have talked a lot about the self-empowerment clearing, but mightn't there be ways that if you're to work with the self-empowerment clearing that might strengthen you in your body and your spirit to protect you from cording more?
Well, the more you're in your body, the better you're going to be feeling. So, but they can still cord your energy. So unfortunately, it's you know, it's hard to kind of get away from that. But you can feel better, and the more powerful you are with your spirit and your body, maybe the less you're going to be dealing with as far as you know, situations and things. So,
right. Well, I have it open because you have now very generously made that a whole life clearing, and I did get that for myself. So I'm looking at the list of all the different things you can clear, like depressed, anger, shame, and one of the, you know, you can fill in what is causing my situation, and one of them is people's negative thoughts, and also curses, hexes, and spells. So you can work through the curses, hexes, and spells on this clearing also. So I really recommend that for everybody to look into getting. You can just look up self-empowerment on Ron's website. And I'm wondering, well, since I brought it up, shall we do a sample, Ron, of one of them?
Yeah, which one do you want to do?
How about stressed?
Okay.
I think a lot of people are feeling stressed.
Yeah. Okay, so a stress clearing. Here we go. So stress, one, two, three, releasing that stress, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, Ann, we'll see what comes up there on the fast chat for people. We'll see if that's helped them.
Okay, yeah, we have quite a few comments. Someone said, it feels good to get those pins out. So that's, thank you. Someone said, I'm the oldest, and I feel like I got the short straw in life. Someone else comments, even saying, be careful or watch out can be a curse. I agree. Someone said, ooh, that's right, and I tell people to drive safe. Yeah, I think I used to do things like that, and we're probably better off just not saying that. Everything people say about us and direct us to do is a curse. All right, I'm going to skip it. We do have a request for sample healing. But someone says, I run the curses, hexes, and spells daily now, and that works for them. If you don't know right from left or north, south, east, and west, isn't that, I guess he means cursed. Possibly, right, Ron, if you have a confusion about things, north, south, east, west,
yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I would say that it could very possibly be an indication that something is going on and it's beyond your control of what's happening.
Oh, and he said, yeah, this listener is also saying, is that crossed over timelines? Might be, yep.
Yeah, it could be that too, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot out there that kind of makes you wonder what's happening, you know?
Right, right. Okay, now, this is a request, Ron. It's a little, you know, changing the subject here. We did a lot of this in the summertime, but listeners requesting a sample of the bites and stings clearing.
Sure, okay. Here we go, everybody. So, yeah, if you got that situation going on in your life, maybe you have mosquitoes around or something or whatever, but here we go. So we won't limit it to you. For you. So one, two, just kind of focus on, you know, your situation. One, two, three, oh man, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it does feel kind of yucky there. You know, my arm is itching, so something's happening.
Wow.
Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, listener. I know I try to remember to do that a lot in the summertime because that's when most people are more affected, but I guess you never know when you could get a spider bite or something from the past could be bothering you from a bite or a sting. And
you
again,
have an anniversary,
that's,
too.
I'm sorry, what?
You could have an anniversary date or something.
Right.
You know, where you did something and now it's coming up. I mean, a lot of people remember their accidents, you know. You go, uh-oh. You know, a year ago, this happened to me, and this day, uh-oh, then you bring all that energy back. So you don't want to do that.
Right, right. Okay, well, yeah, and thank you so much, Ron, and thank you, listener, for that was a great suggestion, something I would not have thought to ask for. Okay, well, so we have a couple of more emails, Ron. Maybe, I don't know, this might be better for paranormal night, but I'll read this now anyway. This morning at 6 a.m., my non-electric alarm clock woke me up, and I had not set it. So what do you think is going on there?
I would say that they're on another timeline when they set it.
Okay, uh-oh. So they actually did set it.
They did set it on another timeline, yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I would say happened. As you start hearing these programs that we have, and at first it might sound a little weird to you, like, you know, I don't know about this here. Maybe you only believe in like 5% of it, but you tuned in again and now you get another 5%, and all of a sudden you're going to go, you know, that happened to me 10 years ago. And that's what it was. And all of a sudden you go, wow, now I finally got the answer to what's going wrong with my life or what happened or different things like that, you know. It's, you know, maybe people say, you know, were you over here shopping that day? I saw you in the store. You didn't say hi to me, you know. I thought you were being rude or I said hi to you and you looked at me like I'm some kind of weirdo, you know. And you go, but that was my friend, you know, and I thought I saw you. But and then all of a sudden you realize, well, geez, maybe, you know, it's another timeline that crossed here. Maybe you got dropped into it or they got dropped into it. And all of a sudden you see somebody, you know, in that situation, looking like you, or you looking like them, or looking like you, you know, on another timeline, and all of a sudden you have an answer to what your question was and what's going on, because a lot of things are weird, and they're only weird if you don't understand them. So once you understand what's happening, then all of a sudden you have a lot of clarity in your life, and you can use a website to get you out of particular situations that you, you know, wish you weren't in. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, we have someone thanking you for the bites and stings, Ron. Someone said, I just got back from Mexico and got a bit a lot on my arm. So he's wondering, he or she, if that was what you perhaps were feeling. It could be.
Yeah, I felt it on my left forearm here, kind of around my wrist area, a little bit above it. So my arm is still kind of itching. So maybe that same person or somebody else, but it does feel like, I need to itch it. I'm not, but that's what it feels like.
Right. Oh, and thank you. Our moderator put on, just so everyone knows, there is a Bites and Stings clearing on Ron's website at creationlightship.com. So thank you, moderator, for letting us all know that. Okay. Well, I think every time I open the CLS questions, Ron, people are wondering how the Earth Spirit is doing. We get a lot of emails asking that, so I don't know if you have anything you can share or care to share, update us on that.
Well, it's a part of it has left. So due to the radiation and stuff, it looks like it's about 70% here. So, and that's still pretty good. Will it come back? I would think it might. So anyway, that's where it is. It's had to leave because it was getting contaminated. So I don't know. That's not too good of sound or news for some people, but that's the skinny. So I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, that's unfortunate. yeah. Okay. Okay, someone is complaining about clones and I guess asking, what they can do. And it's a tough one. This specific person is trying to do a bank transfer from overseas and just keeps repeating the same, need that she has, and it's pretty simple, and they keep telling her, something about numbers, and she doesn't have the right numbers, and the numbers don't exist, and the code doesn't exist that she wants, and she's just very frustrated. So what I think happens there is when you have to do business and the people on the other end of the phone are clones, they probably don't know what's happening, right, Ron? They probably just can't even really do their jobs.
Yeah, I'd say that would be correct. And you want to get them onto your timeline. So make sure that the timelines are cleared. You may even want to do a whole bunch of the, 2000 Year of Darkness, maybe on the company or something, or if you know the person's name, that you're dealing with. Which that's what I would do is timeline crashes on it and, get them into your own timeline. And that's about really, I don't know what else to say. Maybe somebody else may have some answers, but you do want to get them onto your timeline for sure. And by doing so, that may help you out immensely. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yeah, that's a very good suggestion, Ron. Because I think it's going to be happening more and more. And I find that, and I don't watch a lot of television and hardly any news or anything, but if you do watch television, you kind of can't avoid those little clips of the news and that kind of thing. And more I hear people in the general public and the media saying robots, those bunch of robots, and that guy was a robot, and even clones. I think he's been cloned out, and it's amazing, Ron. Like, it's just in our pop culture now.
Wow, it's coming out. Well,
yeah, I think people, are more aware than they realize, about what's coming on. Someone suggesting that we do the Earth Protect timeline crash. Thank you, listener. That's a great idea. Oh, someone's asking, can you tell me how much of my spirit is in my body? I heard this on the archives. I don't know if you can do that for a listener over the radio show, Ron, or?
Oh, boy. It's a little hard now because it has a different meaning to it than a long time ago. So I'll probably pass on that one.
Okay. I would say that we all need to just continually be calling our spirits into our bodies 100%, And that's your best shot at things, right, Ron, to get your body with you?
Yep, and, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to go back into the CLS questions. It would be, I was thinking, Ron, that we haven't, you've been doing a lot of samples of the emotional body clearing lately, but I was wondering if we could do two things that I feel like in my life I've been underutilizing the mental body clearing. And I caught myself a couple mornings waking up full of mental activity. So could we have a sample of the mental body clearing for everyone?
Okay, so here we go, mental clearing. So this will tend to make you feel a little better mentally. So one, kind of reorganize your thoughts a little bit. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, I'm feeling much better. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's also a whole lifetime clearing. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you. And can you talk about the mind looping and that clearing, Ron, and how it's different from the mental body clearing, why we might need that?
And the mind looping is if you have a repetitive thought all the time, or you say something all the time to people, like I'm saying now all the time. So all the time would be a mind looping thing. But we get caught up in that, and it's difficult to change the reality of where you're living sometimes because, you know, you're so used to saying something. It's like people ask you, the phone rings, and you say hello. Is that bad or good? Well, you know, it's a word that you're saying. And not that it's good or bad, but are you being connected to a program, you know? And is that program, you know, causing you harm? And only you would know that. So kind of look at it. And if you find yourself, you know, with a bunch of keywords, which is what it actually is that going to be causing you a situation? So what you might want to do is look at what you're saying and do the mind looping on that and just see if your situation changes. You might feel completely different. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And I wonder if we could you do a sample of that for everyone? Like if everyone thinks of something that kind of loops around in their brain or that they say often, could you give us a sample removal of that?
Yeah, so everybody, you need to get a keyword or a phrase that you normally say all the time. That could be anything. Here we go. So, and it could even be a really negative thing. Maybe you're saying that I'm poor or something, you know, and the aliens go, oh, we'll keep this person poor. You know, it depends where you are. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I had one in mind, so I hope it's gone away now. Okay, a listener has a suggestion for the other listener who is having the bank issue transaction and unable to transfer the money, that the alien-generated holographic reality disconnection might help there. That is a new free clearing that Ron has given us and put on the website. And you find that, well, first of all, do you agree, Ron, that that could help that situation?
Yeah, very possibly it could, yes.
Yeah, and it's at the upper left, listed under the list of free sample healings. And when you go in there, I actually have it running, but I clicked on it, a new one, and it says this clearing is for, and you, of course, want to put your own name in there, correct, Ron? But also,
yeah.
You can type, there's quite a bit of room, it looks like one line, but you can add all you need to describe the situation that you want the hologram taken away from, and run it as many times as you need to, right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct.
So that listener could just put in that whole situation, maybe the names of the banks. I don't know if she knows any people, but that could really help. And so thank you, listener, for that. That was a very good idea. And I recommend all of Ron's, that we all do Ron's free healings and all the others. Okay, we have some comments. Mind looping is usually automatic.
Yeah,
that's, so that makes it even scarier. It's just a program. Good to clear it. I know that I have sometimes gotten a song, mind from a song stuck in my head, and I feel like that's mind looping, right? But it's so something that comes from outside of me.
Yes, that is correct.
And so it's a program. Okay. So thank you for doing that that healing. Okay. Well, here's an interesting question about ascension, Ron. He says, when did Jesus die? Shouldn't ascension happen 2,000 years from when he died?
That's a good question. I don't have the exact date.
I know. I think you kind of wish you did, right, Ron?
well, ascension was supposed to happen in 2008 in February. So, you know, if you wanted to go backwards, but remember, Jesus, according to our calendar now, he was never born. Because, and you look at the calendar, it's AD and BC. So where was he in that zero time? So I imagine there probably is documents out there of him walking the earth at a certain time, especially probably from the, you know, in India and stuff. But, you know, aside from that, our calendar here, you know, in fact, why don't you all ask a Christian, when did Jesus live? To then give you, you know, because they should know. You know what I mean? Not that I'm picking on Christians, but, you know, they're dealing with, you know, Christianity, you know, every Sunday. So if you ask one of your Christian friends, say, gee, when did Jesus live? And they're going to look at you and say, well, he lived about 2,000 years ago. Oh, yeah, I know, but what year did he live in? And they could go ask their priest or minister or whoever it is there, and maybe we could get an answer for that. But, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who are scholars, even when he's listening here, and they could probably go and actually research that particular energy. But it's quite interesting to note that they wanted him out of time, so they took him out of time. So back to you, Ann, and our show's getting close to the end here.
Yes, and it would be terrific to do, you know, a couple more sample healings for people. We'll be back on Friday at the same time, 7 p.m., with Paranormal Night, so there's a couple of things still in the emails that are more appropriate, I feel, for that those questions. And actually, we're going to have a sponsor on Friday, so that'll be an interesting show. But in the meantime, I guess just is there anything? Oh, well, here's a nice comment that maybe we could do some samples of. some keywords to clear. Someone wrote should, hate, love, and stupid. So those are really good ones to do. Can we have? Could you do those for us, Ron, as a sample before we end the show?
Yeah. What's the first one? Let's do stupid.
Okay.
We'll do that one first here. Here we go. Clearing stupid. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, next one.
Love.
Love, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, next one.
Hate.
Hate, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Should.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Okay, someone else has a request to clear fat and loser.
Fat, huh? F-A-T. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And loser, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm kind of like thinking it's jokingly, you know, just go find that person that taught you that and sit on them and see who the loser is at that time, you know?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, one listener commented on what you were saying earlier. They took Jesus out of time and put people in time. So the people lost Jesus. I guess that's basically what you were saying.
Yep.
Very tricky.
Sure is.
Somebody said, yeah, should is very judgmental. Also, that's why they can't find Jesus. All right. Okay. I think we're pretty much set for the night, Ron. Thanks for a wonderful show. Maybe just if we could do the mind to heart drop going out.
Sure. Great. Yeah, mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. Dropping down, adding your spirit naturally to do this for you. So dropping your thoughts that you have, mind chatter into your heart to make it so that you're at peace. So here we go. Dropping down, I come 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're probably there already. We'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Blessings. And hopefully you're on the call tomorrow night, our 5:30 call, 8:30 Eastern, getting rid of the replicas of you causing you to have situations and problems. So blessings. See you later. And we'll be on BBS on Friday night. Same time, same, different station. Different station, but same time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.